Their key strategic objective over the long run is to diversify the economy, make the economy more resilient. In the short run, the government obviously needs to live within its means by doing two things. One, trying to raise additional revenue outside of the oil sector, notably, for example, by reducing the extent of tax exemptions. And then on the spending side, the government can take a number of measures, for instance, to control better the growth of the wage bill, and at the same time reprioritize capital spending to focus on projects that have the highest economic returns so that it can live within its means.
But if the government reduces spending, won't it hurt the poorest segments of society?
Indeed, I mean, the government is fully aware of these challenges. The issue is to adjust spending in line with what is available in terms of revenue. So the government can actually potentially raise additional revenue from the rest of the non-oil sector. On the other hand, the government can strengthen its social safety net by doing a number of things. For instance, for people in the rural areas, it can develop further the agricultural sector, which is an area which Gabon can do a lot more, because Gabon still imports a lot of food. This can be done by, for instance, improving rural access roads or improving the availability of inputs in the agricultural sector. At the same time, especially in the urban areas, the government can improve its social safety net by introducing or expanding cash transfers for the most vulnerable segments of the population.
You talked about the need for Gabon to be less dependent on oil.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see Gabon diversifying its economy?
What the government has been doing is it has put in place a strategic plan, Plan Stratégique Gabon Émergent, whose focus is on a number of areas. First and foremost, development of infrastructure, especially in the area of transport infrastructure such as roads, ports, and railways, and at the same time also improving availability of electricity, for instance. The other area which the government is trying to develop is to improve the amount of value added in the economy by, for example, creating a special economic zone. There's a special economic zone called Nkok, near Libreville, whose main function is to develop various industries, notably in the wood processing industry, where there can be additional value added. Finally, in the area of education, for instance, the government is fully aware that there's a shortage of qualified manpower in various economic activities. So by spending more effort in training, especially in vocational training, there's a possibility or there's potential to ameliorate the performance of the economy and improve the diversification potential for Gabon.